welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the quick, fast, goofy, self-improvement podcast of awesome with a brand new intro.
I can't believe we have to redo the intro.
We lost our intro because we're not tech savvy here, but we're
like,
cool.
We did like that 14 years ago.
I know.
I don't even remember what the podcast is about at this point.
Anyways. Dogs Are Smarter Than People is the podcast that helps you live a happier, quirkier life. I'm Carrie Jones, a New York Times and internationally best-selling novelist, and the guy with me is actually married to me.
For how long, we don't know.
But not much longer.
It's been a good run.
But this is my co-host, Sean Farrar. Join us as we start off with a random thought about the weirdness of life, and then we segue beautifully and smoothly into...
Dog advice? Dog tips?
Life advice. You've got this. You've got it too.
I forgot how we started out this one.
We start off with a random thought, which would be, boo, what are we doing?
I think you use a random thought.
Anyways, I just talked to Hollywood producers, so that's...
Oh, you're not stressed about that.
No, honestly, I'm more like,
Been there.
Didn't happen.
That's right.
Back again. We'll see.
What's an option here?
Anyways, every day I've been actually waking up and going, What is my purpose? Because I'm trying to find my purpose in life.
Yeah.
And I've decided it is not about toilet paper roll replacement.
Well, that's good because you always get that backwards.
About this podcast.
You always have a mullet instead. What's the front one called?
I don't know.
Remember it was the haircut comparison?
I don't know. But anyways. Speaking of toilet paper, we're going to segue right into our random thought, which is from... The Sacramento Bee.
Is that in California?
I don't know, but it's the cutest name for a newspaper ever. And it's about a Florida man.
Yeah.
And so this Florida guy, right?
Yeah.
He's not an up and up citizen in the way that he's never been arrested like me.
Right.
Or you.
Right.
He has had, quote, numerous brushes with the law. And I don't think those are paint brushes, and they're having a little wine and sip and paint.
I don't think brushes is a real good word for if you actually got arrested, that's not a brush with the law. A brush is you got away with something and they let you go.
Yeah.
Or you were doing nothing. But
what's an arrest is like you were sucked into the unholy hell pit with the law.
That's apparently. Right.
Yeah. So anyways, this is the fourth time this man is being arrested. The ninth since this year. And the ninth time since 2017. So he obviously has some issues going on, right?
He's moderately busy.
And so what happened is they see this guy. He's 42 years old. He's on Florida State Road 100 driving his Nissan. It doesn't specify what kind. 55 and a 35 construction zone.
Holy crap, he should have got arrested for that alone.
Really?
No.
Oh. I'm like, what? I didn't think there was that. I mean, it's 20 over. It's illegal.
It was probably at nighttime. There was probably no construction going on.
It said 8 p.m.
Yeah,
8 p.m.
See?
All right.
Unless it was one of those nighttime construction.
What else?
I'm just saying.
All right, so he's speeding, allegedly, right?
Yeah.
And then he changes lane and right in front of a cop that's not in a marked car. Right?
Yeah.
And so the deputy's like, I had to slam on my brakes to avoid a crash into that Nissan, right? Uh-huh. So when he stops and the Nissan stops, right?
Yeah.
The Nissan is, quote, rocking back and forth as if someone was moving around rapidly inside the vehicle. So the deputy,
like banging?
They don't know. So the deputy looks inside and there's a huge blade sheath tucked in between, quote, the driver's seat and the center console, according to the Sacramento Bee and the police officer's report. So he's like, buddy. And buddy, who is my new name for this guy who's multiple times arrested, gets super nervous, right?
Yeah.
He's like, step out of the car. So he's even more nervous, which wouldn't make a lot of sense because he's being, like, he's a pro at getting arrested, this guy, right?
Yeah.
So Ali opens the driver's side door, and there is a piece of burnt tinfoil that is, quote, consistent with drug use, right? In the map pocket at the side of the door.
Yeah.
And there's also the huge butcher knife that belongs to the sheath, and that's on the floorboard, right? And the guy's like, oh, that's just for cutting sod.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
I'm going to call bullshit on the tinfoil.
Really?
I bet that was after, that was search incident to arrest. Do you know what a map pocket on the door is? Usually they're held by like an elastic string.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to like force your hand into
it. Well, maybe
it
had a lot of stuff in there.
You can't freaking see in there, just like plain view.
Well, no, he opened it up. It was.
I know, even if the door was open, unless it was a not necessarily a map pocket, but more like a slot.
I don't know, I'm just telling you the fact. Still,
I'm just saying at 8 p.m., friggin' maybe not dark if it was summer, but. You know, not the best lighting. You're going to be able to tell that piece of tinfoil's got burn marks on it.
All right.
Because that's a little piece of tinfoil to begin with.
I have no idea because I don't know about drugs. All right, so, because I'm a goody-goody. All right, ready?
Yeah.
So, they find also a small metal tin. And inside the small metal tin are, let me tell you where the tin is. I'm so sorry. So the tin, so the cop does a search, a body search, you know, he's feeling him, and he finds a solid object near his groin, and that is the tin, and it's a little metal tin, right? Inside the tin, plastic bags. Inside the plastic bags are inside his underwear, right? So all of this is in his undies, and inside is less than a gram of meth. And some fentanyl.
Traces. Residue traces.
Right?
But that's enough.
Yeah. So then they find like a red straw with burnt ends and like a tube with white stuff in it.
Yeah.
That's probably not just like Altoids crushed up.
Yeah.
And so they actually like this guy gets arrested because he hid like drug stuff.
Yeah.
In his undies, man. And the deputy, when he sees him, he actually says, "You again." Like, oh, man.
Oh, that's common.
Did you say that a lot when you were a cop?
I didn't say it, but I thought it.
Really?
Wait, don't click off of this yet.
Why not, man? Oh, no.
I really have a question.
I have an
unanswered question, but can you go back up to the top for me, please?
No.
I need to see the chronology. Somebody's reporting badly, I think.
So
he got pulled over.
He gets pulled over.
Right.
And the cop sees the car moving back and forth, right?
Right.
Then he finds a large blade sheath.
So here's my problem with the rocking back and forth. Like, that should say that I'm assuming it was right when he pulled the car over, and it's when the guy was hiding the crap in his underwear, right?
Probably.
But they don't make that clear at all. They make it sound like the deputy's standing at the door. And some unseen people in the truck are having sex or something, making the car rock.
Well, I know that's what you were hoping for, baby, but that's not just not the story.
That'd be better than drug bust. Come on.
I'm so sorry.
Any cop will tell you that.
I'll look for a sex story for you next time. Yeah, and then I arrested a guy. No, I think the point, like, this is a weird story because he put it in his undies.
That's very common, dude.
Dude, if you've been arrested a million times, don't you figure that they're going to, like, find your undies?
Well, see, here's the thing. That's actually a pretty good search. A lot of people don't have the cojones to actually search that. It's more of a, talk about a brush. It's like a brush with the groin area that can miss a lot of things.
We could go so many people.
I would say that goes to the deputy's credit.
Well, yay for the credit for being aggressive.
But I mean, I've seen weirder things.
What's weirder than that?
I've seen a syringe accident. I haven't seen it with my own eyes, but I know where it came from. Inside of a female's vagina.
How do you know about this?
Because I was there on that traffic stop when they extracted it from themselves.
Oh, no. Wait, they just reached in and pulled it out?
They confessed to having it there, and they pulled it out for another
cop
agent.
Was he handsome?
Oh, some people might think so. I don't know. But I don't think that's what it's about. It wasn't like you could he couldn't see, was it? She just reached inside her shorts.
Was it Clark?
No, there's no names. Uh-huh. But no, it wasn't. He wasn't around then.
Oh, that's right, because you guys didn't overlap.
Right.
Interesting. And there you go, a random thought. Now we'll talk about finding purpose in your life. So a little while ago, Shawnee realized that he didn't want to be a cop anymore, and that wasn't the purpose in his life, right?
Dude, that was 8 years ago.
But was that a good segue?
Oh, sure.
Dear God, you haven't been a cop for 8 years?
Yeah.
Oh my God, why do we still have the handcuffs,
though? You're so funny.
All right, anyways.
You never have to knock the dust off of those things. That's a freaking request.
So anyway,
pull me over tonight, baby. Pull me over.
Okay, anyways. So writers talk a lot about finding their writing voice. It's like what makes Hemingway sound like Hemingway and Audre Lorde sounds like Audre Lorde. And you can't find your voice in writing unless you write. And to do that, you have to embrace the dream of writing and the risk of writing. So writing brings trolls and fans, and all of that is like a little weird for us writers. But the thing is that life is like that, too. Like, that guy embraced the joy of math and the risk of math.
Right.
But you can't find your voice and your purpose in life unless you start living and thinking and acting and speaking. Because your dreams, they kind of, like, just flit away if you don't go after them. And your voice and your you is what happens as you go for them. Like, you become yourself in that search for your dreams or for your purpose. But a lot of us are unhappy because we feel like we don't have a purpose or we lost it or we, you know.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Oh, I was just thinking of a euphemism, I guess. Remember that video we watched where the lady was ran across her yard to try to catch her toddler running down the driveway.
Yeah, and then she fell and broke her nose. And
just totally screwed her face up.
One of my Facebook friends, yeah.
Maybe not aesthetically, but physically, she injured herself badly. So I was thinking of that in terms of chasing your life goals. So many people feel like that's what happened. That's
like
what
you just fall flat and break over your
and
nose.
Over again. Yeah.
Oh man, that's not uplifting.
But you should never give up. Because
your nose can get reset and your bruises will fade.
And if it just gets too bad, you get plastic surgery. No big deal.
If you have the money. All right. So,
well, you'll get the money if you keep chasing your goals.
So a lot of us don't really understand how we're supposed to actually find our life goals, right?
Yeah.
And this, it's like, yeah, sure, find your purpose, find your, like, whatevs, but you're like, I don't know, where do I even start, right? And some of us just know it. I was born to be a doctor, or I was born to be president, or I was born to put meth in my undies.
I think those people are boring. Not the meth ones,
but you know what I mean? So, like, they found that, like, a lot of times you find that purpose after hardship in the studies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of their examples is you become a civil rights advocate after you experience racism for some kids, right?
Right.
Or you get really sick, so you study medicine.
Right.
And all that kind of stuff. So it's really interesting to me, that linkage, right? But we're not here at this time to really talk about that. Instead, we're here to help you try to find your purpose in a really quick way.
You mean the actual process?
Yeah. So all the right, first thing right. is you want to identify the things you care about, Shawnee.
Yes, I
understand. Sometimes that means you ask yourself what you're good at. What do you do that gave you a skill that you can then be used for making the world better for a cause or something? And then the third question is, like, what do you care about in your community? Maybe nothing.
Yeah.
So think about those questions, right?
Yep.
And then, you know, maybe start pursuing that. Two, reflect on what matters the most for you is what the greater good says. Why do you laugh?
Oh, I was thinking that if you can make the number one mesh with making tons of money, then you have the perfect life.
Well, maybe that's what matters most to you. Maybe number two is making lots of money, right? There's a whole bunch of questionnaires out there that help you figure out your values if you're confused. There's a valued living questionnaire. There's a personal values questionnaire. A ton of these, like, resources, right? What? Yeah.
Nothing.
And then three, you want to know what you're good at, like your strength, your talent, you know.
You know, it should also say recognize what you're not good at.
Yeah, I'm very not good at anything mechanical, like, at all.
I wasn't thinking of you at all.
Well, I'm thinking of me.
You're fantastic at so many things.
You know what I can't do? I can't figure out the mechanism to open an unlocked gate behind the Bar Harbor Club. That's how stupid I am.
Oh, the one you have, like, to push down on?
You have to push down on a little lever.
The big plunger?
And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, what is this? I don't know. And I'm like, I've seen it a million times. I forget every time. I was out with friends this weekend. I'm like, it's a gate. It's unlocked. And like one of them just reached over and was like, I think you just go like this. And it swung open. And I was like,
well,
my mechanical IQ.
That in your first statement of mechanical.
Like, my mechanical IQ is not high. All right. So, anyways, do you want to think, what are you good at? What do you really like that you're good at? How do you think you're going to leave your mark on the world?
Ooh.
And then you might want to try volunteering. And then you might want to imagine what your best possible self could be. Like, when you imagine Sean Kelly as his best possible self, is he rubbing his ear? What is he doing? Is he farting? Is he doing a podcast? What is important to you? And what do you see when you imagine yourself?
Oh. His best possible self.
God, help me. And then you want to cultivate positive emotions, they say, like gratitude and awe, right? So, like, you want to, like, if you...
Why the awe?
Because awe is not a very well-defined word in our language. And I think awe is really, like, that connectedness you feel sometimes to the whole entire universe.
Yeah.
And some people,
okay, that's
like,
a good
that
way
happens
to describe
in
awe.
Nature.
Because I was thinking of awe as, like, almost, not jealousy, but admiration.
Yeah.
Of somebody else's. But that kind of doesn't go with
being
your
it's
best
more
self.
Like,
but it's, that all works great.
It's more like that interconnectedness that happens for some people in nature. It's like being inspired by, like, a piece of music. It's like having an epiphany and you feel that, like, whoosh. It's not necessarily the hashtag so blessed, but I think that can help some people.
I thought you were going to say, like, being inspired by a piece of meat. Like, not sexual in your window. Real meat, like a big giant steak. Like,
that's you, baby.
Like, one person can never possibly eat that. Oh, I'm inspired to try, though.
No, that's not what it means. And then, but this kind of goes in with that. Another way to try to find your purpose, and again, the greater good goes into all of these with much more detail, is to look at people you admire, right? Like, if you see someone, like...
That's a short list.
Do you not admire anyone?
No, I do. We have mirrors. I'm just kidding.
I don't think you are.
I am.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Why did I marry my narcissist husband?
Because you have eyes.
Oh,
dog tip for life. So what's the dog tip, baby?
That's not fair.
So what were you talking about? Trying to be your best self?
No, it's about trying to find your purpose in life. And it's about not putting meth in your underwear at the traffic stop. And it's about... Locally, somebody just swallowed a bunch, which is not very smart either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's deadly.
Did they live or die?
I don't know what's happened.
Oh,
so
they lose all their teeth and stuff.
I don't know. It's so sad.
Meth mouth. Anyways,
a dog.
Drug addiction is not a humorous subject.
No, it's terrible.
Trust me, folks. But
yeah,
I still maintain some cop humor.
So. He really has a sick sense of humor. Speaking of a sick sense of humor, that might be your dog's purpose. Maybe your dog's purpose in life isn't just to love you.
Lay in your office and fart all day?
Yes, that's exactly where I was going. Exactly where I was going. Maybe your dog's purpose is to fart every time you have to talk to Hollywood producers on a Zoom meeting. And then you have to try not to make a face. But that's you know what?
Impossible.
Your dog doesn't care if you suddenly are breathing in rotten eggs and eating like combustible Bigfoot stank. It's just what that dog's purpose is. It's to remind you that he's there via noxious emissions from his rectum.
Says a lot for those high quality treats we buy them.
I know. But be like the dog. Don't give a crap about what anybody else thinks about your purpose.
That's right.
Do your thing. Go after your effing dream and F everybody else who says that it's stupid.
And silently fart every time you walk through your boss's office.
Go.
That brings you joy.
Oh no. Crash and burn.
Oh. All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You know.
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude, No! It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take it.